It's Mail It In Friday.
I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Yeah, it's Mail It In Friday.
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working.
So what?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
All right, we're off and running on a big Friday here in Toronto.
A snowy Friday, though. Drive safe.
Yeah, it is pretty ugly out there.
Starting to get ugly.
I think it's supposed to be consistently ugly throughout the weekend.
Really?
That's thanks. Yeah. And I might be an Uber/cab guy tomorrow night.
Are you going to get into one?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Really?
I'm thinking about it.
I kind of like...
In Whitby?
No, it's a office party. It's Aaron's office party. I don't even know really where it is.
I honestly think you need to stay away.
Like no guy?
It's her office party. It's like when you bring that person around where you can't really be yourself. It's none of your business. Just stay away. Say, honey, you go do your thing.
See, I don't think that's a two-way street. I find with women, and maybe I'm generalizing here, like my wife will invite me to a woman's, like a girl's night out, like a dinner with all of her girlfriends. She'll be like, do you want to come? I'm like, why would I ever want to go to that? But furthermore, why would you want me to come?
She doesn't. She's just trying to extend the invitation. Like what if you and your goon buddies are going out on a Saturday? Would you be like... Aaron, do you want to come?
But no, I would never ask. I'd be like, we're doing a boys' night.
But would she say yes? Like, would you?
I don't know.
If you said, like, you want to come with me and the boys to...
She might.
We're going to go to the Loose Moose on Front.
She might say yeah.
Do you know what kind of look your buddies would give you?
Yeah, but every crew has that one guy who used to bring the girl around when it was totally uncalled for.
Why can't girls have their own night, guys have their own night? Don't screw with it. You want to have your office party? Go ahead.
We had a boys' weekend up north, and one of my idiot buddies brought his girlfriend.
So what did she do?
Sat there and drank with us all weekend. Like, I don't know. By the end of it, we're like, okay.
Was he your buddy by the end of the weekend, or was there a pull aside?
Was there
a text?
There was a pull aside at the end of the weekend. Like,
okay, but here's the ultimate question.
Don't ever do that again.
Here's the ultimate question that ladies want to know. Why were you upset that she was there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the point you made earlier. You can't truly be yourself.
Really?
When there could be a potential espionage situation.
What?
There's basically a spy in the house.
Yeah, there's a spy.
Because, you know, I was friends with his girlfriend, and she was part of the bigger crew, and if she goes back and starts spreading rumors and
telling words. So basically you're saying is if you're going to tell the truth...
Well, adults here. A boys' weekend is different than a couple's weekend.
The point is, if a dude's there on a girl's weekend, girls can't talk like girls. And if a girl's there, dudes can't talk like dudes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very simple.
Let's all be adults. That's the fact.
That's the truth.
Okay?
Every day is a couple's weekend for me when Steph works here. She walks into the room. Like she's I really don't act any different. I kind of just
no. You're bang on with that. I
act the same way in my life. And who was I talking to last night? That like they know I give it to Steph to her face behind her back. It doesn't matter. Like we have that relationship. That's what makes us close. Like she doesn't take it hard because she gives it right back to me.
I have witnessed her giving it right back to you.
Exactly.
Many times.
So I don't change the way I act, regardless of if Steph is here or not. But I will say, I think other people would act differently in those scenarios.
And we're not saying it would be anything nefarious or ridiculous.
It's just sometimes guys just want to BS with guy stuff. And
let's again act like adults.
Yeah,
guys want to talk about other women.
Exactly.
Guys want to talk about women. They want to talk about stupid stuff and goof around.
Healers and
Yeah, and I'm sure women probably do the same thing.
Exactly the same
thing. Right. So we're all good here.
I get
We've all agreed on this.
I get invited all the time. Like, Steph will invite me, like, to, you know, and sometimes I am, like, the only guy. We went to a barbecue just before the season started. So let's say late August. I was the only dude there. And me and the guy who owned the house, like the girl's father.
Like hosting it.
He was hosting it. He was inside
just,
on the table.
If you're in that situation, you just make some sizzlers. And you know what a sizzler is?
It's a cocktail, is it not?
No, it's just a, whatever your steak. Drink of choice is, you make a quadruple. And you just sit in the corner and you go on Twitter. You enjoy yourself.
Stay out of the way.
You know what? Stay out of the way.
The truth is, they didn't want you there.
And
they really didn't want you there, Noodles.
Because they were probably looking at his wife saying, why'd you bring that guy?
Yeah. Why are you here? Yeah.
And I never go on things. That's the thing. Usually, Steph usually goes solo in situations like that. And she said, why don't you come? She started giving me heck. I said, all right, I'll come. I show up. I'm the only guy. And what did they start talking about? The Bachelor. And he's handsome, and they grew up with the guy, the Canadian guy, Chris, the former...
Oh, the Canadian Bachelor,
The former baseball player.
Right.
He's from Mississauga. They went to high school with him. Uh-huh. So they're talking about he's dating... And I'm like, I want nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started... One of the girls is single. She's talking about how she met a guy and she started dating. I'm like, this is awkward. I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to eat some food. It was like noon, so I wasn't going to pour myself a drink or anything, but I went in, hung out, sat, had a stop and chat with the dad on the couch.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
Talked a little hockey.
Get out of the way.
When Steph was ready to dust off, we dusted off.
That's the way to do it. That's how you handle that situation.
I knew my lane.
You have to know your lane. But I know my lane. I'm going to the party tomorrow night, and I'm hoping it'll be a good time. I know it will be. It'll be a fun night, and the Leafs aren't playing tomorrow night because they're playing back-to-back. They're going tonight. And I wonder if that was because of the outdoor game tomorrow. Ottawa, Montreal.
Yeah, you want to have as much attention on that game?
I would assume that
Although,
was it.
I'm really concerned about that game. I thought it was an after... In my mind, for some reason, why would you not play that in the afternoon?
No, it's a 7 o'clock
It's a 7 o'clock game, and it's supposed to be minus 20 plus, like minus 23 or something. That is ridiculous.
Well, you went through it in Edmonton. The Edmonton-Calgary game, the first outdoor game, was the same conditions.
I wasn't that one. I was the Calgary-Montreal game, but it was an afternoon game. I want to say it was a 4 o'clock game.
It was also Edmonton in the winter. It was like minus 30, wasn't it?
The first ever one? Yeah, I wasn't at that
Oh,
one.
I see. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The one I was involved in.
Well, regardless,
was
there
Calgary
has been
Montreal.
One outdoors that was.
It was minus 30, and that one
cold.
Was ridiculous, too.
Like, and these are big points. Like, Ottawa's a disaster right now. They need to start
the
winning.
Points.
And like, if you think you're going to be the guy saying, I don't like the cold, I might kind of mail this one in like we're going to do today.
This
you
is like their playoff
it.
Race. Like
this is desperation. You better be running teams. Guys through the boards. But, by the way, you guys sewered me last week.
Uh-oh. What did I do?
Ottawa was playing back-to-backs, and they played in Buffalo. They lost. And we were talking about the next game versus the Rangers, the back-to-back. And I thought that was the outdoor game. And I said this like two or three times. I'm like, the outdoor game tomorrow night, it might, you know, it kind of, you never know. And you guys let me, you didn't say they're not playing an outdoor game.
I don't think
Never once
game.
Did you say, tomorrow's not the outdoor game.
I don't remember you even saying that.
I got home and I watched SportsCenter and I'm like, they're not even playing the outdoor game. These two donkeys I work with. They never corrected me once.
How's that our problem?
Yeah, a lot of times we're...
You knew it wasn't the outdoor game. Can't you say it's actually not tomorrow?
So you're saying, when was that game?
I called the game.
Remember the Tire Fire Bowl that he did in Buffalo?
Oh, right, yeah.
They lost, and then they had back-to-back.
But they played the Rangers that night. Not once did you say it was an outdoor game.
The day before I did.
Okay, if you did that, though, you realize you were talking about an outdoor game...
On a Wednesday.
On like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Why would that ever be the case?
I'm just saying, that's your problem.
No, that's
your problem.
No. But you never caught it. That's the problem.
So we're supposed to correct everything you say? Or everything
Something
you make
Something that obvious?
On.
There's another guy in the room that's a host. He'll catch...
Look at this guy.
This guy's had a problem here
This guy
chair.
Is... I just tried to say this guy's a god, and now he's on the floor swimming.
What's going on?
James Duffy's in here.
Yeah, he's got a bad chair. You might have to grab the
Come in
one.
Here and get Duffy a new chair. And
I think it's a trick chair.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah, it's quite the operation we have humming along here.
Yeah, he He's mad. He's going to storm out of the room. He's had enough.
And we wonder why the TV people were always second fiddle. It's because of things like that.
Well, the face of MLS, of CFL.
Golf.
Don't we got to go to break first or no?
No, we got Duffy in here. He's coming in early.
What's the other show that you did? It was like Amazing Race or something?
That's where you had the deep V-neck.
T-shirt on.
No, he had a button-up, but he had, honestly, it was like
one
right
extra button.
In his sternum.
One too many buttons.
It was a sternum. The sternum shot.
I know. I have that chest, too, that's not hairy, but not hairy. It's like got about the four hairs on there.
So it's just awkward.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
very similar to my high school girlfriend, sorry?
A kick in the balls is the white chest hairs. I've got white chest hairs going right now. It's like, I'm too young for that.
Can you dye that?
Can you dye chest hairs?
Like, why couldn't you do that?
My chest hairs are a lovely chestnut brown.
Just like just your dyed hair.
My hair is not dyed.
Buddy, people don't know this, but you look so young. You're 50 plus.
61.
Your hair is like dark chestnut brown.
By the way, as an aside, I was reading Bruce Garriott's article on the Sens the other day, and one line floored me. It was Eugene Melnick, 58, comma.
What?
No way. Get out of here.
Yes.
No way. Misprint.
No, he's older than that, is he not?
Have somebody Google. I checked with Bruce. I said, is that a misprint? He said, no. He's 58.
Well, you know
what? He's 6.5 years older than me.
Let's just quickly, but maybe it's something that we do, our five pack, people that you either, like, misleading age. Mm-hmm. I could think of one, and he'll admit it front and center. He works for TSN. Frank Saravelli.
Oh, I was going to go
with
that.
He looks 58.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't look 28. He's like 28 or 29.
He might be.
Frank Saravelli is older than you.
Another one used to be Jack Armstrong, who we all love. But Jack has kind of looked the same for about 30 years, right? He did.
Yeah.
But
he's 44.
So he looked the same way he did now when he was about 38.
Jack is younger than Leo Routens.
I think Jack's my age, same as like early.
Leo
Routens
really
is older than Jack.
Yeah.
And there isn't a person on earth that would admit to that or believe it.
Okay. So Frank Saravelli is born. I'm just on the Wikipedia. He's 29 years old. He's born in 88.
Wait a minute. Frank's got a Wikipedia page? Well, that's even more shocking.
He created it.
No.
He's 29.
I love Frank.
Frank's a great guy, and he's a great journalist, and we see him all the time. He's great. But that is shocking that he's in his 20s.
Late 20s. Really, so he's 30.
Well, the gray hair does it.
Dad was premature gray.
You put a boiler on a guy in gray hair,
it makes a big
difference. My dad was premature gray. Mm-hmm. Like and so was my oldest brother. They were gray at like 30. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that does look. Drew Miller, remember Ryan Miller's brother?
That's right.
He was like 21,
I was yelling at him one time from the bench, and he was so rattled.
He was like the reverse Benjamin Button. He was like guy was so like 80 when he was 20.
I was calling him Grandpa, and he was so rattled, like.
There was no guy that took more abuse about something other than that guy, his hair.
You see, if I would have dyed my hair, if my hair went gray in my 20s, I would dye it for sure.
It doesn't matter. Like, if you're, like...
Especially if you're still in your dating years.
I'm going to wake up and have gray hair just one day. Like
how did that guy pick up chicks when he was, like, in his 20s? He had white hair.
Well,
you're going to a club.
Some ladies
like
distinguished looking gentlemen.
Yeah, distinguished, good personality.
O'Toole went gray fast.
Yeah,
but he still kind of looks youthful somehow.
Yeah, he's got a youthful kind of vibe to him.
He absolutely.
You
does.
See this new like phenomenon for men is like lifts in the shoes.
I
like,
saw that online.
2-inch lifts. It's kind of a game changer. Like there are shorter gentlemen that are taking it up a notch, and it's becoming a big, big thing.
How do they walk, though? Like, that's the thing. Like, do they walk kind of like
I want to see an example of this shoe, because if it looks like one of those 70s clogs or whatever they're called.
I don't know what it looks like, but it's
like a loser.
I might get that for on air. Because, you know, when we do the stand-ups and say, even you, what are you, 6'1 or so?
Yeah.
But if you get button or something on the other side, I look like I'm 5'10, man of average height.
Dude, you're 5'8".
I am 5'10". Measure me right now on air.
Are you serious?
Measure me right now. Let's do it.
Get this guy some 2-inch lifts.
5'10".
That puts you at 6 feet.
5'10". Stand up next to me. You'll be 3 inches
tall.
Like,
I think Hunt's about 5'10".
Yeah, eight? Yeah, 5'7", 5'8".
You know why I'm deceptive? Eight. Because I'm not that tall, but I got a big long head, and that carries me that extra inch.
Yeah, that hair, man. That hair.
The hair and the head.
It puts gives you
me,
over.
Puts me from 5'8" to 5'10".
So who looks, who is old, or sorry, who is young but looks old?
Who is young but looks
well,
old?
This is
no,
the
vice versa.
Carve section.
Who is old that looks young? Like Leo Routens. And I would
yeah,
say
Leo
old, because old,
yeah, Leo would. Well,
old
Duffy,
is a relative term.
Duffy's not old, but Duffy
you're
looks
50.
A lot younger.
I've had a lot of work done, though.
You know,
you look good.
Anyway, you're in here because you're on the panel tonight. Leafs Red Wings on TSN 4. And, man, it's a, what a vibe. Like, Babcock came out afterwards as if they had won 5-1 last night. He's like, I thought we played a really good game. And
they didn't. He was just defending his players.
Yeah, I think
every time you just rinse your players, sooner or later they're going to be like, really? Are you going to keep doing this?
But I think that's what he likes. I think he likes that kind of game. I think that's what he wants.
There's one
tight checking.
Does he want that, or is it... I kind of had this stupid philosophy that I came up with that they got, you know, into kind of a cushy playoff position. And so he kind of decided, I'm going to take the next month and play completely defensive to make them play that way. And, you know, suck it up and hopefully we'll play 500 or just hopefully above that. And then we'll have both ways to play when it gets close to playoff time or something. That was my theory.
That makes sense.
It makes sense that he's trying to get them to play a lot tighter.
Listen, the way they were playing early on and last year, they were a tire fire defensively.
Last night was horrible, though.
It was an awful game. But
horrible.
But it's not like the Wild had these unbelievable opportunities either.
Know.
Neither team had great chances.
It was a snooze fest.
Weren't you watching that one? Oh, and Noodles saying, I'm glad I'm not on the panel that night because those are our nightmare nights. You got to the end of the first period and
there was
literally
tonight will be a nightmare, too. Don't
nothing.
Worry. It will be.
Tonight, yeah. Like against Detroit, I'm not sure it's going to be much better.
No, I can see them having
I flicked the Leaf game off and I put on Vegas, Pittsburgh, Calgary, San Jose, and there was one other kind of late one.
Edmonton?
Edmonton, Nashville? That one might have been over, but I was like, I've seen more opportunities and more skating and everything in that Pittsburgh, and it
Vegas
was still
game.
A low-scoring game, but it was so much more exciting.
Yeah,
it was dreadful.
The last couple have been just awful.
Dreadful.
But
yeah, the Leafs haven't played up to their potential and didn't look very good. They didn't look good in Philly. They didn't look good last night.
They didn't look good against Edmonton, really, either.
Yeah, I mean, McElhinney was brilliant. It happens. This is a lull for them. They've got an opportunity. I know it's a back-to-back situation, but it's not like Detroit is a world beater. You win tonight, you can
you're fine.
Close out the week. They're fine regardless, yeah. But like I think they just have to get a little bit more consistency in their game because they're kind of just skating around out there. Like
last night they did not have many great opportunities.
Like, Stalock made a couple good saves. I actually thought
Babs
one of
was saying I think we had great. No, you didn't.
No, they didn't.
I actually thought one of.
I'll
the
talk
best
about
saves,
that on the panel tonight.
I actually thought one of the best saves made was early on, where JVR batted it out of the air in the backhand. Stalock just happened to be in position, but that was a really nifty play by JVR.
He had a couple of chances last night. Van Riemsdyk did.
But other than that, like Nylander, like the guys you're looking for to
really take over a game like that.
Nothing.
The last three games, really, because they scored that goal against Edmonton 30 seconds in,
have
really, really shown. Like it's that goofiness of being 5-0 without Matthews. Like it changes everything when he's not there. Everything. They just seem so much less dangerous. There's so much heat on the Nylanders and the Marners. And I just think the one message from this week is you can say all you want. Yeah, we're a decent, deep team. We can survive without him. But, man, they need him.
Yeah. He's the straw that stirs the
just
drink.
Changes
up
everything.
Changes the opposing team's matchup and their game
special
plan.
Special player. That's
he
what
is.
They do.
And that's like when you look at Marner and Nylander and the ups and downs they've had this year. That is what defines the truly elite from the very good. The very good go up and down, and their numbers are what they are. The truly elite, the generational type guys do it all the time, and that's what he is.
Yeah. Before I leave you guys, completely different topic. I just ran into Pooley, who was calling that Team Canada tournament.
Yeah, I was on the panel today.
Yeah. So what happens if Russia goes, which they probably will, they'll send their players to the Olympics. So, Noodles, you're doing analysis or play-by-play for those games. What do you call them? You're not allowed to call them Russia. So what do you say as you're doing the game? And here comes the neutrals?
Yeah.
So what do you mean, though, you're not allowed to call?
They're not Russia.
No, I know they are, but why? What, who's going to stop you from calling?
Probably something like the Olympians.
Like, you've worked Olympics
before.
Yeah, but
Russia won't be on the font. It won't be Russia, won't be on the scoreboard.
I don't. Eastern Olympians?
You know, the IOC's funny with these things. They'll probably send out rules, whether you have to adhere to them or not. But I guess you'd call them Russia, right? With it, it's okay with the individual athletes. It doesn't matter. You just call them their name. But how do you call a hockey game when they're not supposed to be Russia?
In the spirit of Donald Trump, I think you just call them fake Russia.
Fake Russia.
That would be awesome.
That's a great
fake
way around it.
Russia.
Fake Russia.
That's outstanding.
That's perfect. There's your answer, Duthie. There, that's why you come in here.
You learn
for
fake
that kind
Russia.
Of information.
You're going to retire on the air tonight, I hear. Officially retire?
I'm just, you know, a couple months ago, Eric Cole.
Right.
Announces retirement. I wanted to text him.
Hasn't
like,
he been
really?
Done for like
Do
four
I have to
years?
Prepare a video tribute?
Hasn't Eric
Why
Cole
wouldn't
been...
you? They had, nobody else has, so.
Is Eric Cole
Chris
been...
Neal just like.
Yeah, well, Cole's been out of the limelight for a while. Neal.
Just... Everybody, I haven't retired. I want my retirement.
You never did any sort of newser?
Nothing.
But you signed your papers?
Nothing. I don't think I did. Nobody ever called me.
I've never signed retirement papers either.
Okay, like, so what we should do.
I got to be honest with you, though. I'm waiting till 45 because I got to leave that window open.
Here's my understanding. You guys
There's
tell me,
no window.
You guys tell me if I'm wrong here. My understanding is the only time you actually have to sign them is if you're retiring before your contract runs out.
Yeah, that's probably.
Like if your contract's done, they're like, what do we care? Yeah.
But we
you're
should.
You're not employed by employee.
I mean, you should do it in here because this is their full-time job.
But
if
retire.
Not, we should do it on our show one night. We should have a news conference. And a little video tribute to each one of these guys, and we should officially retire these.
All right,
but you have to cry.
Let's set it up.
I got to have my friends and family there.
They can be there.
All right,
I'll do it. Don't need anybody there.
Full blown
dinner
retirement.
After and like drinks and everything, or no?
Can you wear the alumni coat?
I will. I have to.
I'm fully catered.
You retiring as a Leaf?
I'm going as Eddie Belfour.
I'm
going to
wear my Canes hat into the hall.
You're going to wear your Canes hat and the Leafs jacket.
No, I got to go all Canes. I got to get a Canes patch and just put it on a black jacket.
Okay.
I'm going to wear a black leather coat and dress like Eddie Belfour. I'm going to wear jeans.
Oh, yeah.
A
be a badass.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Because no team would want to identify.
Like, wear that hat like you wore. Wear that little Gilligan hat you had in the picture that you posted the other day when you were 10 playing outside hockey.
That's a great hat.
Hey. That would be a good hat to wear. I love that hat.
That is old school road hockey.
No, that was
with a
great.
Frozen tennis ball, and my brother's just blasting. Did you see the hook on my brother's?
Oh yeah, that was Bobby Hull.
That was a plastic stick, and he had a hook that was ridiculous.
It's like that other game. What's that Swedish sport where the thing is wrapped around?
Yeah, like the eyelid or whatever.
Yeah.
But you wonder why I had so many stitches when I was a kid. My face is held together with thread. It's because my brother.
You have to go in that.
Both of my brothers just wire that frozen tennis ball at me.
That's the Edmonton way.
Yeah.
All right, Duthie, we'll catch you on the panel tonight.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
There's James Duthie. Leafs Wings tonight on TSN 4. 7:30 puck drop pregame at 7 p.m. Day 10 of the Advent next. All right, Rick Reiner later in the hour. Ray's coming up. He's calling the Leaf game tonight. They're in Detroit. 0-2 on this road trip so far. They can't score goals. Can't score. Can't generate. Missing out on Matthews. And they didn't skate today, so we assume he's not playing tonight.
He's out. He gone.
Yeah, he's probably not playing. So we'll catch up with Ray. Marcellus Wiley at 5:40. Biggest game of the year. Pittsburgh Steelers. New England Patriots. My boy Aaron Rodgers returning this weekend in Carolina.
That's huge.
Big time. And Saturday night games start tomorrow, too. They got two games tomorrow afternoon / evening in the NFL.
Do you like that, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan.
Holiday season, it's kind of where it's at.
Let's get rocking here. I mean, there's one game of substance. I'd have to look them up again. One of them's an awful game. But you make the pick early in the season. You hope it works out. If it does, great. If not, so be it. Day 10 of the Advent calendar in 2 minutes.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Merry Christmas!
When Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of a**s this side of the nut house.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The time has come for all grit grinders alike to tune into the boys as they spit fire through the mic. That means Noodles and O-Dog and Hayes are your hosts. for Overdrive's first annual advent calendar that's grittier than most. We'll have hot takes and lists and friends of the show. So strap on a holiday feed bag and let that boiler grow.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, day 10. So after this, we are into the home stretch. It is a Friday, the second week of the Advent calendar, the first annual Overdrive Advent calendar. Had some good times so far. And let's see what we got this afternoon. Let's open the door.
Let's do it.
On this, the 10th day of the Overdrive Advent calendar, I present to you part two of the Quiz of Embarrassment.
Ooh, I like this one. The like Quiz it. Of Embarrassment. So the last time this came up was, I think, early last week. And a couple things that we circled around the table. The most embarrassing song on our iTunes.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else we had. We had a bunch of different things.
The embarrassing song one was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But we figured we'd bring this back.
I like it.
We can't control it. Whatever is behind the door is behind the door.
I'm in.
All right, so let's begin with the person you're pretty sure dislikes you at TSN.
I think Natasha and Tessa, because they always have functions and things going on, and it's just feathers for me. I'm like, I could have been at that.
I thought you were invited to their party the other
day. One Christmas party.
They do party a lot, and yeah.
It's like bike rides and picnics and lunches, and there's all these other dudes around. It's like, what, I can't go there?
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to that?
Would you go on a bike ride with them?
Absolutely. I'd rent the bike.
I don't know.
You can rent bikes all over Toronto now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, believe
it. But like karaoke, wine tasting, vodka bars opening. It never ends with Tessa.
Oh, she was at the distillery last night. I would have enjoyed that.
I live 2 minutes from the Christmas market.
You know what? Throw me in on that, too. I'll be included in that.
I think that they, like, for you, first and foremost, you'd be like, nah, I'm not.
I wouldn't actually
go. I'm not
go.
Getting off the
No, it really
now.
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't
and
actually
for him,
go, but.
I don't know. I can't see you like.
You never know unless you ask.
You gotta be invited first.
You're gonna jump on one of those like weird bikes that like have the giant wheels and I don't know.
Like hubcaps on the wheels, like they're weird looking bikes around.
They
the
look
city.
Dangerous to me. Those bikes look dangerous.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
And then you're on the road here, and I don't even get into the lanes and the driving around here. You're just gonna clog up traffic more.
Well, that's true. I would just destroy you if I saw you biking down.
You
like,
see, it'd
Bloor.
Be like the Ryan brothers, except for he doesn't have like
a twin
behind him. A twin.
He doesn't have
him.
A twin.
Just upright riding that bike.
Yeah. If I ever saw you and your brother Ryan biking on a two person bike down Bloor, I would just run you
down
off the road
on Lakeshore. Just yep. riding in one of those twin bikes. Who was it at the start of the year? Was it Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhardt that
yeah,
went
was.
To practice on one of those?
Yeah, that was a good start to the season.
Didn't work out well.
Hey, everyone's having a good time at the Sabres training camp. Way to set the tone. Yeah, all right, Nunes, you got anybody that sticks out to you?
That hates me, yes. I don't know his name, but he produces soccer. And I think he hates, well, I know he hates me.
Hate is a strong word.
Hate likes
is
me
a
strongly.
Strong word.
So the other day I was calling a game and I shouldn't have done this, but I kind of barged into the control booth and asked for whiteout because there were so many names that were being taken off of my list of the games that or the game I was going to call. I needed some whiteout to cover up some of the names. And I said, "Does anybody have any whiteout?" Well, the guy was listening to something, like an interview or whatever. And he like shushed me and shook his head at me.
He shushed.
And everyone like got panicked because I don't know if he's like a snap show or not.
Well, maybe he runs the whole operation. Don't mess with that guy.
But I apologized and he didn't even acknowledge it, which was I thought was quite heroic.
Mm.
But I know at that point he hated me.
Yeah.
And since then, like, all you can do is apologize.
That's someone it. Gives you a shh.
No, that. It wasn't a quiet shush. Like, it was like, shh.
Ooh.
Like, it was a hard shush.
There was aggression.
And then I was like, sorry. And then, like, he turned around. Didn't even acknowledge that I said sorry.
That's
and was,
the
like,
kind of guy that
I head.
Could get pink slipped for, because I'll just be like, you know what?
Yeah.
That guy actually does hate
that's
you.
That's where you drag him outside and beat the hell out of him. But, it's, you know, that's the end of the
We do work in
point,
a corporation.
You can't do that.
Human
it
resources.
Was my fault. and I apologize, but all you can do is apologize. You kill him with kindness.
All right.
But I know he hates me, but I hope he doesn't.
Okay.
I hope it was just a bad moment in our
let's hope it all gets
in our
better
relationship.
I wouldn't go with hate, but I got a feeling Rod Smith, there's just a dislike there because he thinks that I have been blowing him off in the halls for Stop and Chats.
Yeah.
And it's not true. I would happily stop and chat with the legend himself, Rod Smith. But I have always been of the impression like he's a busy guy.
I don't think he likes you.
I don't think he likes me. I think it got to a point after a while where he was like, okay, maybe we just haven't had a stop and chat. But it got so far into the aggressive walk-bys.
I've told you before that I've had chats with Rod Smith. He's like, for some reason, it's a little awkward between me and Brian. And then you're like, man, me and Rod Smith, we just are not clicking right now.
Right. And I think it's on me to establish more of a cohesiveness between the two of us in the hall.
You need a bro hug and, hey, Roddy, what's up?
No, you got to go out of your way to be like polite and let him know he's important to you.
Well, I love Rod Smith. He's a legend. Who am I compared to him? But that's my point. I've always been like, I don't want to bother him.
The thing that you have against you is if he's just gone too far and says, I don't like this.
That's why I'm at where I'm at. I feel like it might be a strong dislike. All right, the worst sports take you had in 2017. The worst sports take you have. There is probably a long list for many of us. I can kick this party off.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
We reference the movie Major League quite often. Old man Ed Harris is a...
Oh, I know where this is going.
Big fan of mine, or I'm a big fan of his, I should say. And I remember making the point, it was probably around mid-May, and Stroman was off to a really good start, but Estrada was really pitching well at that point. And I said, hypothetically, if they were in a one-game playoff that night, I'm starting Marco Estrada because he's the Ed Harris of this team, where Stroman is the wild thing.
Yeah.
And as I made that point, it was almost as if Estrada was listening and was disgusted with that comparison and said, I'll show you old, reliable Ed Harris. Because he went into the tank so badly. He was an unmitigated disaster following that take.
He was
like out of the league bad.
Borderline being demoted if they didn't need him. If they weren't such a bad team, if they were playing to win, Ed Harris / Marco Estrada would have been on the bench or in AAA.
Yeah.
Now, he got it back together down the stretch, and he ended up actually getting a one-year deal, and he's returning, and we'll see what he's got. Another one of my horrible takes from 2017. And this one I brought with conviction and heat, and I repeated many, many times. I stated, and I believed, the Raptors were going to win the East last year.
Like, and you got squashed.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't work.
Like, I was convinced based on how deep the bench was. I didn't think Cleveland really cared that much about regular season success. I mean, there were a number of reasons, and it was actually a well-calculated take, but it really blew up in my face because Lowry got injured. They had a slow kind of downward second half, and that was a bad take in 2017.
Well, I'll go closer to home. Two takes. I didn't pick the Maple Leafs making the playoffs last year.
You weren't alone in that, though.
No, I know, but that's...
But you were pretty convinced they weren't going to get there for a long time.
Like, they made the playoffs, really, in the, last game of the season?
I know, but a lot more people, myself included, by, like, November, I'm like, I think they got a chance. And you were still like, no, that's not happening.
No, I didn't. I think that's why I stuck with my initial instinct.
Okay.
And they made the playoffs. So I was wrong on that. And the other one was the Washington Capitals. I thought the Leafs gave them a good run, and I thought that was the year they were going to beat Pittsburgh and move on, and it was kind of their year. Everything, the stars aligned, they were pretty good. They went and got Shattenkirk. Like they seemed to be a team that was trending in the right direction, and...
Blew up in your face.
Yeah, it just didn't go well.
Oh, any takes?
It's two things. Niemi over Jose Theodore.
You did say you'd rather have Jose Theodore over Anthony
Niemi.
Well,
two things about it. Really, could he have...
No.
There's still a part of me, though.
Sure. Dude, you repeated that over multiple days, too.
I did. Yeah. And the second part of it is I called the guy Jose instead of Jose.
Jose.
I think his name is Jose Theodore.
Jose Theodore.
Yeah, it is. That one was that a take?
I was being dead serious because Niemi, dude, we saw what he was doing.
No, but he went and got the Canadians a point that night.
Yeah, he did.
In Nashville.
He's still with them, is he not?
Yeah, he's their backup because Montoya's been out forever.
He's been out for well over a month now. Okay, those are some pretty bad takes. Most awkward fan slash listener interaction that you've ever had.
Do you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was at Tim Hortons. So there's a gas station around the corner here from TSN. And I don't mind saying hi to people that either recognize me or, you know, want to stop and chat hockey. I do that all the time. It's not a big deal. But I was ordering like a soup and sandwich. And I just asked for the soup and sandwich. And there was this guy in the corner who started yelling. But he was yelling, "Oh, dog." Because obviously, like, he recognized our voice, but just thought I was, "Oh." And he started screaming at me. And there was a big lineup. And he was like yelling, "You're O-Dog, you're O-Dog." And I said, "I'm not O-Dog." So now I'm arguing with this guy in front of a bunch of people. And I think people are like, "Who's O-Dog? Who's Noodles?" Whatever. And then at the last second, he goes, "You're Noodles, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I'm Noodles. Big fan of the show, blah, blah, blah."
I love that
one. But it was, the conversation was in an area where everyone was forced to listen to it because you're in a confined space, and he was loud and was not having my "Can you please quiet down? We'll have a private conversation.
We'll take it outside."
He was yelling my name after he thought I was O-Dog.
Well, you guys know mine. It was in Pittsburgh during the finals. A guy, I think he was having a tough go. I don't know if he was homeless, but I walked out of a restaurant and he cornered me and he's like, "I know who you are." So I'm thinking, okay, here we go, some hockey talk. "Because you're Mike Ditka." I go, "I'm not Mike Ditka, buddy."
Did you have like a mustache?
No. He goes, "You're Mike Ditka." And I'm like, "I'm not Mike Ditka." And this guy was convinced I was Mike Ditka. I went back and sat in my bed in my hotel room. I'm like, what? A blow to the ego.
Well, you kind of have a Ditka look.
You have
a dark stash.
But if you don't have a mustache.
And Ditka's like 30 years older than you.
No kidding.
But remember when you did Movember a few years ago, you looked like Ditka.
It's going to be my next Halloween costume. I'm going to get the Bears kind of sleeveless sweater and a cigar and the glasses.
That would be awesome.
I think you can pull that off perfectly. And then you're going to owe that guy an apology.
No.
Go back to Pittsburgh and find him. I got a couple, but I'll stick to one because the theme is...
Show?
Well, no. The theme is basically mistaking you for somebody else.
Okay.
This happened at the draft. There's something about the draft and being on the road. We're in Chicago this year, and I'm in the hall of the hotel that we're in, the hallway. And I'm there with, like, Simmons and... Karolnik is there, Kristen Chilton's there, and we're just sitting there talking. It's the end of the night. It's 12:30, 1 o'clock. And some guy, I can see him in my peripheral vision. He's staring at me.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what was going on. But every once in a while, because we're on TV and we stream, people can recognize us. So I'm like, all right, maybe the guy knows who I am. And he gets up and he's stumbling over. This guy has been knee-deep in cocktails for hours. Like, he is polluted. He is boiled making his way over. And he gets over and he goes, "I'm such a huge fan of the show." I'm like, "Thanks, man." He goes, "Mike Johnson." "Mike Johnson, I'm such a huge fan." And I didn't correct him.
No.
And everyone else is laughing. Like, they're all like, I'll bet you, they're probably thinking, I thought I was a big shooter. Like, here I am, a guy who's a big fan of the show. We're in Chicago. We're not even in Toronto.
Yeah.
Coming over.
You got mistaken for Mike Johnson.
For MJ.
Wow. Yeah.
Which I think is a slight on me, personally.
Really? You think you're more handsome than MJ?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. You think you're better looking than MJ?
I think MJ's got a pretty good look.
You would take MJ over me. You would swipe right on MJ before me.
Absolutely. I see you every day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what does that mean?
Something different.
He's exotic.
Exactly.
All right. Day 11 will be Monday, the final week of the advent calendar coming up. We probably are going to have another friend of the show. It's my understanding. You never know.
Let's have another friend of the show.
Let's see what happens. All right. Race coming up live from Detroit. Leafs at Red Wings tonight on TSN4. We'll hit the Grit Grinder next.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
All right, time now for the 40-30 Ship My Pants Grit Grinder, brought to you by Ship My Pants. Stop wasting time shopping for pants. Go to Ship mypants.com and start shipping.
Alex Stalock, Minnesota Wild goaltender, got revenge on the Maple Leafs.
I'm going to stay in the goaltender theme. UC Saros, Nashville's goalie, 46 saves against the Oilers.
Brock Osweiler.
Ooh.
Brock Osweiler. This is like Jay Cutler. I carve Cutler up all the time. He had a big game earlier in the week. Osweiler survived last night. 12 for 17, two touchdowns. They actually won a game.
That's nice. Having the time of his life.
Shout out to the Osweiler. Shout out to Brock. Also LeBron, Lonzo Ball, the two of them covering their mouths for some reason when they were talking at half court. We'll talk about that later this afternoon. Marcellus Wiley and Ray coming up in hour two. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.